Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Want to talk about your experiences today of the deposit return scheme? I just want to hear, how are you finding it? Do you use it? Have you used it yet? Maybe you've already claimed back quite a few euro in vouchers. Because we're hearing today that millions of euro has so far in the first 55 days of the scheme gone unclaimed. This is of plastic bottles and cans through the deposit return scheme. About 1.2 million worth of deposits were returned to customers. This is in the form, obviously, of vouchers since this the reverse vending machine started. But it's only a small fraction, really, of the 5 million bottles and cans that are sold on a daily basis in this country. So I just want to hear today, what's your experience of it? It's 1800 453 106 is the number. Stephen is on the line in Offaly. Stephen, how have you found the return scheme so far?
Well, I haven't used the actual machine yet, but I'm finding the whole experience very annoying, to be quite honest.
How are you finding it annoying if you haven't used it yet?
Because I'm standing here in my utility room and I have a large bag full of empty cans and bottles that I can't crush up that I would normally put into my recycling bin. I have to make an unnecessary trip now this evening to get my voucher or whatever from the shop. Normally, I would get the groceries delivered to the house. So I'm making an unnecessary journey on top of everything else.
So you don't go to the you actually don't go to the supermarket to shop at all, Stephen. You just get it delivered.
Delivered €3. It's the simplest thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, there's no need for me to be driving into a shop to put these things into a machine. Like, governments for the last 30 years have been trying to get us to recycle at home, which is what the majority have done, and it's very successful. People who don't recycle aren't going to bring back their cans for 15 cents, let's be honest about it.
Do you recycle at home?
Oh, God, yeah. Anyone around where I live does. Like, the blue bins are out every Thursday.
It's not that you're not doing that. It's just that because you don't go to the supermarket on a whatever weekly or every few days, you haven't had a reason to go to the return deposit scheme
or the
machine yet.
I've built up because it wasn't worth making a trip.
How many are built up, do you reckon, there?
About 10 or 15 euro, I'd say, now at this stage, over the last month.
I'm sure it's well worth the trip.
For 15 euro. Yeah.
Well, I haven't. I actually haven't used the vending machine at all yet. But that's more because, like, for no other reason than I don't have the build up of cans or plastic bottles. I'm obviously using a lot less of them than I thought I was.
But maybe so. Like, this works in. I used to live and work in Germany, and it works there because people rent, they mainly apartment living in cities, and they don't have utility rooms, freezers, things like that. So they shop on the way home from work for their dinner that evening. They drop off their one or two cans or bottles, get their voucher, buy their meal, and they go home again. Like, here we have utility rooms. We have space. They're incorporated into our houses. So, like, we have room for recycling at home.
So you don't see that. Even if you're to get the 15 cent back on the items, you don't see the point in nearly doing it, Stephen, at all.
But I recycle them anyway. Like, I have to make a trip now this evening. I'm heading into the shop we would normally get our delivery online from. Mm. It's going to be a 20-minute trip there and back. So that's a whole heap of fuel into the atmosphere and all the rest of it, just to get this bloody voucher. Like, it's a pure waste of my time.
What about you, Sinead? Stay with us, Stephen. Sinead's on the line as well. What's your experience?
I'll be honest, Andrea, I mean, I've had a very positive experience overall. Now, I live in Dublin 11, so I'm in a fairly, fairly urbanised area. So I do have a lot of options, you know, where I can bring back my cans and my bottles. I also would like to say, I live in a terraced house. I don't have a huge amount of space to collecting bottles. So I usually will just go when I'm doing my weekly shop, I'll have a few bottles and cans there. Bring them down to the supermarket, when I'm going to do my shopping, or if I run out of something during the week at all, maybe I'll just bring the bits down. I went on Saturday morning, and there's three return units at my local supermarket, so it's quite well serviced, in fairness. And I actually had to queue at three machines to actually bring my returns in. There was two women there with literally trolleys full of massive big bags of empties to bring back, and they were, you know, they got obviously quite substantial deposit. But I mean, in fairness, like, I mean, the return scheme is not really meant to, it's great, you know, you obviously want to increase, you know, recycling rates, but it's trying to put a value on something that people are not recycling. I mean, where I live, I literally, the place is littered with bottles and cans everywhere, like the parks, the playing spaces. I mean, if you put a value on something, it's going to be worth something to somebody. You know, you're more inclined to maybe, you know, not throw it away, or someone else might come along with a bin liner and pick them up and say, you know what, I'm going to make a few bob out of that now, and bring their bottles and cans back, you know. So, I mean, it's for me, I've had a very positive experience. I've had no issues with the machines. Nothing's been spat back out of me. And my kids love bringing the stuff down. I think it's great fun. My husband's been digging cans out of the bin when he realised there was a return label on it. So, you put value on something, you know, that's the point.
You're getting your money back. On it to stop people.
Well, that's it. I mean, I said, I go to the supermarket once a week. I do my big weekly shop. I don't get delivered. So I understand there are issues. I mean, I know there's accessibility issues for people, say, who have issues, and because the where you put the bottles in, it's quite high up. So if you've got someone in a wheelchair, that's obviously something that needs to be addressed. So I mean, it's like everything else, it's a new system. There's going to be teething problems at the start, but you know, we have to embrace some sort of change. I mean, I remember when the smoking ban came in, and they, you know, we had to pay the plastic bag levy. I mean, it's where society was going to fall around down our ears. It didn't, and it meant that there was hardly any plastic bags everywhere, and like, communal areas are much more pleasant. So, you know, I think we just have to give it time, and you know, and just, you know, and things will hopefully improve for people as they go along.
Yeah, a texter here says it's very simple to use. I think people should just stop moaning. Another listener says the machines are working great in the first week, but they're constantly out of service now. It's a joke, says this listener. I wonder where that's happening. Do let me know. Oliver's got in touch. He says, last Saturday I tried to return 10 plastic bottles at Super Value. It didn't work. Next, we went to the Lidl and the machine wasn't working there either. Not for us, not for everybody. The system isn't working effectively, apparently, says Oliver. That's not your point, though, Stephen, on this. Yours is just that you must obviously live in a fairly rural area, do you?
Well, I'm not too far from here on the Clare Offaly border, basically. So I'm not too far from Newbridge, Kildare Town, that kind of area.
But you'd have to go out of your way. There's some people who see what's wrong with that.
And I'm willing to bet that the lady, sorry, you were just talking to there, is much like myself. She already recycled probably before this came in. People who recycled already are going to use it and get their money back. But if you walk into a shop and buy a can of Coke, a bottle of Coke, like, the person who wasn't interested in recycling beforehand isn't going to be determined to recycle for the sake of 15 cents.
What about you, Nikki? What's your experience?
Well, I don't disagree with the system or the scheme at all. I think it's a great system. My only issue would be that I already recycled and now I have to jump through hoops to recycle, despite the fact that there's a perfectly satisfactory green bin outside my door, which incidentally I actually pay to have lifted. So now I'm paying to have my green bin lifted, and I'm having to pay to bring my bottles down to have them recycled. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, where are the bin companies in all of this? Where are the recyclers in all this? And will they be laughing all the way to the Leeds when they rifle through the bins, pick out the stuff and go and recycle it themselves?
Well, probably.
And bin lifts and the money from the plastic bottles that nobody else is getting
money
for.
We can't be bothered. But yeah, and it's funny. I'm asking people today, what's your experience? I haven't actually gone to one of the vending machines yet, so I don't know how you know, difficult or not they are to use. I get the sense from listeners today, from the WhatsApp messages, that they're actually quite easy to use when they're working. But there's quite a few people getting in touch to talk about them, or to mention the fact that in many occasions they might be out of service of that when you get there. But surely it can't be that complex, Nikki, for people. Like, if you want the money back, sure, just return the can.
I'm sure it's not complex, but they could, you know, you could basically look at the scheme and say, for instance, okay, householders are already recycling these bottles and cans and everything else are out in public bins. That's where they are. So why did we create a system for people who are already recycling? What about just lifting the charge off the green bin and allowing us to continue? You know, that way we are actually getting our €2 back a month or what, every 2 weeks or whatever, for recycling anyway. So, you know, the issue is that we're now paying to recycle when we were already recycling. That's the issue. And they never addressed that. They addressed one issue without looking at the other.
Mick has sent in an interesting text. And Sinead, I know you mentioned that your kids are love going down with you to the vending machines to return them.
Yeah,
he says,
got great fun out.
Yeah, he says, we went to the supermarket in Tiptown on Wednesday with my return mineral cans, my 12-year-old daughter with me. I told her if she collects the cans, she can keep the money. So we got a voucher. My daughter went to the till. She got the refund for herself. The cashier said the voucher has to be spent in the shop. No cash given back, despite being the law to get the cash back on the voucher. My motto was give the kids the money. It'll incentivise them to recycle any cans they see. Really not worth the hassle. I just throw them out now, according to Mick. Have you had any issues with getting the cash back on the vouchers?
I've not requested the cash back because I've actually gone and spent the money in the shop because I'm going to do the shopping anyway. Like, so I am getting the money back. You know, I would have been spending it in the shop anyway. So I did believe that, you know, if you request the cash, you should be at the supermarket, the shop should give you the cash back. But I mean, I'm returning it now. Fairs, I can only speak my own experience. I'm returning it to a large supermarket where, you know, I am going to be spending my money anyway. So from my point of view, it is money in my pocket because I'm going to spend the money in the shop anyway. You know, so it's I suppose, you know, getting the cash back would, you know, if you hand your voucher into the supermarket, you know, if someone's maybe not going to intend on shop there, they should be able to give you the cash back because it's not their cash. But I suppose that, again, this could be something else that we could look at to, you know, improve the system, yeah, you know, while it's getting going.
Denise says the plastic bag levy was annoying to start with, but now most people bring their own bags. So what's the difference when it comes to bottles with or without the new logo? I thought they were all recyclable anyway. Alan makes the point, my kids love the new deposit scheme. They collected all of the bottles and they head off to reclaim their money. They're delighted with themselves. Blair is with us. Is it Blair? Blair Feeney, sorry, is a shop owner in Sligo. Blair, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
How is the vending machine working for you guys?
Well, the vending machine has gone extremely well. And as your previous callers have said, some kids are getting a great buzz out of it. It's their new piggy bank. It's their new go-to granny. It's their new little bit of petty cash. And they're getting a great buzz out of it. But in general, it's working extremely well. The only problem we had at the beginning was some of the bottles hadn't the correct labelling, and then some of the bottles were quite close to Northern Ireland and we had a lot of transient traffic. Some of their packaging won't work in the machines down here. So there's a little bit of that. But in general, it's been very successful. And we've had people use it and get their cash back. That's mostly kids and juniors. And maybe, Stephen, if you talk to some of the local community groups, they might be interested in taking the bottles off them and cashing them in for some youth club or some community group. I'm only suggesting that.
Yeah, would you be interested in that, Stephen? Would you be interested in handing over your empty returns to some of the community groups?
Yeah. When I lived in Germany, it was a handy way of keeping the place clean. The homeless people used to go around collecting the bottles to redeem the money off them.
You lived in Germany, you mentioned that, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked in Germany for a while, yeah.
So, like, this works really well there?
It works well because of the way they live. They don't live the same way as we do here in Ireland. You know, most people here in Ireland don't live in apartments and that kind of stuff. Even if you live in a city, most generally you live in a house with a garden and a utility room and stuff. It suits their particular lifestyle. And they wouldn't have the space for recycling bins and that kind of thing in their houses.
Did you, Blair, do you find that most people, do they tend to just use the vouchers in the store there and then, or do people mainly go for the cashback option?
No, most adults will cash in the voucher there and then against their shopping. Where kids, you'll see cousins and brothers and sisters having the challenge of collecting how much they have in their, how many, what value they have, and then they'll come in, I would presume they're going to come in this Easter now with quite a few vouchers to cash them in to get their favourite treat for Easter or something like that. But no, in general, it's been very, very positive for us. Obviously, at the beginning, those challenges, it was new. It was new to us. It was new to everybody. But I think we're overall on most of the bumps in the road on it, you know.
Tom O'Leary is a councillor in Skerries. I believe, Tom, you're not a fan of the new scheme.
No.
Why?
Many reasons just outlined, but everyone is time poor. We had a system that was working. I live in a little duplex here, walking down the stairs, put my bottles in the bin and head off in my car or bicycle, and that's that. So I was looking at the numbers here. Like, if you take the numbers in the Independent article, 365 million may be collected, a million a day from this scheme, and about 10 million at the current run rate will be collected, and the rest will stay with the government. It's a 3% take up on getting your money back.
Yeah, but I wonder, is that just, like, I mean, look, like I mentioned earlier, I haven't gone to the deposit return scheme yet. I imagine a lot of people are probably just saving up. Like, I wouldn't be bothered going back to the return scheme for, you know, one or two cans. Now, I might let a load of them pile up and then go and do it someday.
But that's a really, really, really low run rate. And even if they get it 50%, they're short of the target. I tell you, I did it once. I was in Super Value. I was thirsty. Bought a bottle of water. I said, where'll I put this? And there's the machine. And I put it in and got me 15 cents back. And then I've just bit of paper. Now, what am I going to do with that? It'll disappear in my pocket somewhere. It should be on an app, a Super Value app. It should go straight to an app to get your discount.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. Yeah, that you could have an easier way to go about doing it.
Yeah, just listen. So, sorry for putting across you. I attended a meeting with Minister Dennis Nocton, TD, who was the relevant minister in charge of this, the department who introduced this at the time. And he was not in favour of it. Why? He said, we're hitting our target of, but it's about 60% now, recyclable at the time. It's not worth bringing it in. It's too cumbersome. It's like introducing a tax that doesn't pay to collect. And he was against it. And that's the reason he was against it.
Yeah,
you've listened to everyone speaking there. And here we are now. It's early days yet, but we'll see. In France, the local authorities don't want it introduced. There are 13 countries in Europe have it. There are a lot that don't. Europe is pushing to have it. They want a 77% rate recycling. We're on 60. So why can't we get to the 77 with the existing system?
Yeah, I see a text from a listener here who says, I live with five people sharing. We already have three bins in the kitchen. We're tight as it is for sharing. So now we need a plastic bottle bin for each of us. No way. We used to recycle, but now we think we'll put them in a general waste as a protest. Says this listener, well, now that's hardly what we want. But I do think Tom's idea there around, you know, that you could even get the money back on an app or add it to your Google Wallet or something like that, surely would be a far, far better system. Astrid is on the line in Blanchardstown. What's your experience, Astrid?
Well, I have to say now, I only had good experiences. Like, I've been using it straight away when this was brought in. I have to say, I am German, so I'm used to this from Germany. And not everybody lives in an apartment and has a lot of space in Germany. They have this for a good few years. And all you do is just, when you go to the shop, just bring your empty bottles, put it in the machine, you get your little voucher. And when you pay for your shopping, you just give it to them and you get the money off. Or you can just go straight away to the till and then get the money back. So there's no issues at all.
Yeah. Do you think we're moaning too much in general, Astrid, about it?
I think so. Look, I know everybody is busy, and what the councillor said before, we all have very little time. But, I mean, it's the environment. It's for the environment. It's encouraging people to recycle more. So, can't be an issue.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of the arguments been made, though, by, would say, Stephen, and I think it was maybe, was it Nikki a little bit earlier today? They're already recycling and putting their cans and their plastics into their green bin.
It's just another way of recycling. And it's just another way of people kind of encouraging people to recycle more. I mean, it's for our environment. It's, in the end, it's for us, you know, the environment, for our children, for the future.
There's a listener here who's asking, is Stephen saying that he's going to make a special trip to the shop to drop recycling, that he wouldn't pass a recycling unit in an entire month just by being out and about? It's such a simple system. I find the outrage actually embarrassing, says this listener. Another texter says, the same is carried out in Canada. People gather the discarded cans and the bottles, they bring them in for the money. None are to be left lying around. Why this works in other countries and it can't work in Ireland, I'll never understand, says this texter. Another listener, why, if we already have a recycling bin, do we have to do this? They've added 20 cents to my favourite mineral water, so it's a big con. I only get 15 cents back. We're paying for this. I already pay over 30 quid a month for my bins alone, says this listener.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.